right. So this afternoon, we welcome into our studio Brenda Grant, a spiritual coach and tarot card reader. Welcome to East Coast Radio.
Hi, Jane. Thank you very much.
I'm excited about this. I don't know a lot about tarot card readings. How does it work?
Basically, tarot is a snapshot of things as they are right now. And then they offer you advice on things that need to be paid attention to. And if you do this or that, you will get an outcome. So it's not necessarily a fortune telling like this is going to happen. It says this is where things are at, and these are the things that you should do to affect a better outcome.
So there's no speaking to spirits or anything like that?
We get guidance from our guides and our higher self.
And do you have to shuffle the cards in a specific way?
You shuffle the cards and you make sure that you clear the energy from previous readings.
Right.
And then you would then lay them out in a certain pattern that then dictates the type of reading that you're doing.
Okay. And how accurate have some of your readings been in the past?
Some have been phenomenally accurate. And as you do the reading, the person's just like, oh, yes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. As a reader, you just think, I'm on the button.
Yeah.
And then other times it's a little,
little vague.
Grind your way through it.
All right. So we're not going to beat around the bush here. The reason you're here today is to do a tarot card reading for KZN for 2018. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
Right. So what I'm going to do is a basic Celtic cross where we have a look and see what the guides want to tell us about KZN right now for 2018. I'm just laying the cards out. So what I'm seeing here is we're a little bit stuck. We are sort of stuck in victim mode. We're not hearing the call and making the changes that are necessary to be made to get out of our victim mode and to be successful. However, we have everything at our hands. We're able to create the magic that we want. We have repeated patterns in the past that have brought us to this situation, but we actually can have anything that we wish for as a province. And we have got a very motherly figure on our side. We can actually achieve what we need to achieve as a province as long as we move out of our stuck victim mode.
I mean, the first thing that I was thinking when you were talking was when you said everything is in our hands. I thought of the Sharks. Because we know that we've had a bit of a tough run with our boys, yet of course the loyalty and the love is still there. And they, I mean, what a team. So I had to, in my mind, I applied that to that. And then again, there's always been this mindset that people, they see Durban as such a phenomenal place as far as the creative arts are concerned, but there has been this mindset that people get skilled here and then move away.
Yes.
So for me, I would so love to see more people staying. And maybe that's an old mindset. Maybe, I mean, if you go into Station Road or some of the creative precincts, Durban is alive. Okay, so Brenda, as far as the weather's concerned, are you able to ask the deck of cards whether or not we are going to be expecting any more hectic storms?
Yes, I can. I'm going to do a yes-no spread on that.
Okay.
So it's a definite yes. There are definitely more big storms coming, but it won't be as costly as the last storm that we had.
If I had to ask the deck a question, the question in my heart would be, you know, obviously we're aware that KZN unfortunately does have a high crime rate. Will we be seeing more tolerance or kindness, or I don't want to say a drop in crime, but are things going to turn for us as far as the crime's concerned in this province?
Okay, let's ask that question. Will things turn for us with regards to the crime in this province? Will things improve? So the straight answer is no, not really. There's a juggling act that needs to happen. So there's some building that needs to take place, and that would, I think that feels almost like an infrastructure, a building of infrastructure, and there needs to be the financial juggle to bring it about.
Okay, Brenda, so asking you the question, which I'm sure is on everybody's lips, will President Jacob Zuma step down sooner than anticipated?
Okay, let's ask the cards. Yes, he will. It's not what he wants to do, but definitely there is success in that. So yes, definitely he will be stepping down.
If you would like to book some time with Brenda Grant, how can folk get in touch with you, my love?
You can send me an email on bgrant30@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Brenda, thank you so very much for your time.
Thanks, Jane.
Jane Lindley Thomas, East Coast Radio.